mechanical.
It was not mechanical.
Welcome to episode 39 of Uncorked Gamers. More news, more games. Uncorked. I'm your host, Jeff, and this is my lovely co-host,
Dan.
Good to have you on the show, Dan.
Thank you for having me.
I'd like to talk about some news and some games, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, back to our regular schedule.
Post E3 show, gonna talk about a few topics that are E3 relevant. Some things that have come to the light.
Right.
Some things I might not like.
Okay.
Some things I might like.
Let's get to it.
Let's get to something. No, before that, actually, I want to try. I want to talk about something that you like.
All right. Let's talk about what I like.
Let's talk about this Pip-Boy. Right.
Yeah.
So apparently it was already on sale.
It sold out.
The special edition, right?
2 hours after
collector's
they
edition.
It, yeah.
Which edition is this?
The Pip-Boy. It's called the Pip-Boy Special.
It's Pip-Boy
edition.
Special.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's an interesting name.
Yeah, because it's special.
Yeah.
You're a special person if you
get
one.
It's a cheap piece of plastic for $120.
The game comes with this, so the game,
you pay $60 for the game.
You pay $60 for the game.
And you pay $60 for the Pip-Boy.
Yeah. More or less.
I can make one for you, if you'd like, and it won't cost you $60.
But it won't be cool. It'll be some convention ripoff.
I think I can do a pretty good one.
I mean, what about it? It sold out 2 hours after the conference.
Yeah, it's pretty fast.
Yeah.
But, well, as of now, as I'm saying this at this very moment now, they're back in stock at GameStop.
Yeah, that's right. You can pre-order them at GameStop.
And it is Tuesday night, so...
By the time you hear this...
You'll hear this Wednesday morning, more than likely.
Yeah, probably at the earliest.
And,
It probably
so
gone.
Just, you know, before you go to work, go to GameStop and
check it
get
out.
Get yourself a copy of the game.
I mean, honestly, it might, Pip-Boy. As we're recording this, it might be sold out. I heard
about
this.
Yeah, I mean, the first round sold out really fast. So I'm assuming the second round's going to sell out.
Yeah, I heard about this about like 3 hours ago. And I pre-ordered one. That's right.
You did it already?
I got one.
When did you do this?
When I was on the toilet, actually.
When you were on the toilet.
Yep. The power of technology.
At work.
Yep.
You did this at work.
I did this at work.
While you were getting paid?
While I was getting paid.
Oh, man.
I was spending my money.
Well, congratulations. You're the proud new owner of a Pip-Boy.
Yeah, and now I'm going to feel special when it comes in November. And my only concern is I got it through GameStop, and I've had bad luck with them and pre-orders. So I'm kind of scared I'm going to get it.
I actually went with you one time, and they did not give you your code.
Yeah, I did eventually end up getting it through to customer service.
Yeah,
department.
But it was a hassle even going through them, wasn't
yeah.
it?
It was a bit of a hassle.
Yeah.
So
that was for a PS Vita game.
Yeah, PS Vita game.
Refresh my memory?
Freedom Wars. Yeah. And it's just a little digital code. Like, all I had to do was just print it out for me. Yeah, but they didn't want to do it, even though I clearly had pre-ordered it. And even they were like, yeah, I mean, you pre-ordered this, but I can't give you the code. It was dumb.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm a little scared that I'm going to get, like, a little email message saying, like, oh, yeah.
Oh, we have no more Pip-Boys.
Yeah, we have no more Pip-Boys. I'm like, yeah, but, you know, it says that I pre-ordered it, so get me one.
And I paid for a Pip-Boy.
No, but they don't charge you until they deliver it, so they won't
yeah,
charge you.
Yeah, but you paid for a Pip-Boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you paid the extra money. You put this money on hold for that.
No, I mean, they won't take it out of your account.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It's on hold.
Yeah.
Until they ship it out, then all that money's gone.
Well, I mean,
they're going to charge you $120 whether it comes with a Pip-Boy or not.
No, they can't.
Yeah, they can.
I mean, they could, but I mean...
It's
then
GameStop, dude.
I could probably complain so much that they just give me my money back and I keep the game.
No, 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 no. You fight for that Pip-Boy.
I don't know.
Isn't that what you wanted in the first place?
I do want the Pip-Boy. It is cool. I don't know. It's dumb, but I don't know. I think it would be cool.
If for whatever reason you didn't get it, you wouldn't fight for it.
I'd be pretty upset.
But
would I mean,
you fight for it?
I'd try to, but there's only so much that it can be done. I mean, like, it's not... GameStop isn't making it. It's Bethesda.
Yeah, and you made
it.
They made a promise to you that you're going to get it by pre-ordering it.
Yeah, but I mean, like, the best...
I'll fight for you, Dan.
The best
going to happen.
They could do... I might probably have my dad fight for me. He's really.
They can make another one, dude. They're not going to really break good. The mold. They have the mold.
Yeah, but GameStop doesn't have the mold.
No, I'm talking about
so Bethesda. So you expect GameStop to go bug Bethesda?
No, I expect you to do it. Right?
I mean, it seems unreasonable. I've worked customer
service. It's not unreasonable.
I've worked customer service.
How is that unreasonable? Yeah, and I got a Wiimote through that customer service.
I'm just saying, like, you know, there's only so much a customer service representative can do. I mean, like, how much of a bad day do you want to give them? You know, like, the best I can hope for...
You don't have to be a jerk when you talk to them.
I mean, the best I can hope for is, like, getting just a full refund, which isn't bad, because then I'm getting Fallout 4 for free, basically.
Oh, you're talking about just not even paying for the game itself.
Yeah, but still getting it, you know?
I mean, I guess that's a plus.
Yeah.
And then you can rebuy it.
Or just buy the Pip-Boy by itself.
I thought that you couldn't do that.
Well, if somebody sells it, like...
Oh, yeah, I guess so. Yeah. They'd probably sell it for a little more money than they pay for it.
Yeah, but... they would probably sell it pretty, like, $300 or something like that. I mean, there's probably people right now buying the Pip-Boy edition just so they can sell it.
Well, I mean, you can buy the Pip-Boy edition again and then just sell the game.
They probably wouldn't have it available again.
No, keep the Pip-Boy, just sell the game. If you already had the game.
And then, now I'm confused.
Okay, we're just... Okay. Yeah. This conversation is so over at this point.
It is. It was over a long time ago, but you kept killing it.
No, you're not complaining enough. What's your problem? Something hasn't even happened yet.
But we know it's going to, because it's GameStop.
Yeah, I don't actually... I've said this many times. I don't support GameStop. I don't like their business practice. Did you know GameStop used to sell their games for more money than what they should have? Like, games had an MSRP of like $50 or something, right?
Yeah.
And GameStop was selling for like $55 or $60.
Wow. I didn't know
this
that.
Is back in the day, man.
I mean, technically, you don't have to follow the MSRP.
You don't. You can charge whatever you want for it. But what I'm surprised is that people would still buy from there. Yeah. Even though their brand new games were more expensive than everywhere else.
Well, I mean, some people didn't have a choice.
What do you mean? There's other stores.
But not, well, depending on where you lived. I mean, like, around here, there's other stores, but some people, like, they only have, like, one game store.
Really?
Yeah.
You're telling me that there's not a Toys R Us close by?
Like, I'm talking, like, in the Midwest.
You're telling me there's no Best Buy?
I'm talking, like, in the Midwest and stuff like that, where there's people that,
Oh, that's a dog barking.
Yeah. Oi!
Wow, man. Okay.
This
podcast just went to hell. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of dogs, Nintendo pitched F-Zero to Criterion.
Yeah.
A brand new F-Zero. I don't know what that has to do with dogs, but I just wanted to jump to that.
It's a dog-eat-dog world out there.
It's a dog-eat-dog world.
Yeah.
Yes. Now.
So we're going to get it. A new F-Zero.
No. Well, I mean, they couldn't do anything with it at the time.
It's going to be part of the Criterion Collection.
This is just too funny. Oh, man.
I got you.
Oh, man. No. What? No. So, no, they're working on Need for Speed. This new Need for Speed stuff, and they, you know, it was Nintendo also didn't have too much time to, like, go into details about the pitch or something like that.
Right.
So, it was just kind of an idea thrown out there for Criterion. And Criterion was like, we're really busy right now. And then Nintendo was like, no worries. I mean, we got to go, too. But it's right here. It's right here. Just take a look whenever.
Just, you know, just please, when you have a chance, just, you know, please take a look at it. Let me know what you think.
Now, F-Zero. When F-Zero came out for the Super Nintendo, right, I played that game. That game felt super fast.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, I remember.
Like, it was a crazy game. And I played that game for hours and hours and hours until I got that game down pat, you know, where I wouldn't even, like, lose a life.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'd crash here and there. Get a little shield damage, right?
I mean, yeah.
But I didn't die, dude. It was a really proud moment. And I used to do the time trials there a lot, too. Just try to beat my own time. I did that a lot. A lot, dude. I spent so much time just playing by myself.
Did you follow it up with the GameCube version?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one was even harder. Dude, that one was impossible, man.
That's what I heard, yeah.
It's such a hard game. I still have it.
You still, You should stream that.
Yeah. I wonder if I even have the skills anymore. I didn't have the skills back then. Why would I have them now, right?
Right.
But no, that game was like incredibly hard. But there was a plethora of ships. There was a lot more content.
That's good, yeah.
Yeah. And they had the little gravity loops and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, just kind of catch the track like they do in the new Wii U Mario Kart. Yeah. So it was really cool. I mean, I thought it was cool effects and stuff like that. What I liked about the first F-Zero, too, is that they had, little ramps and shortcuts.
Yeah.
That you couldn't, readily see. And you had to kind of react fast unless you knew where it was, you know what I mean? Like, if you all of a sudden you see, this little shortcut, and you're going so fast, you're just like, you know, you couldn't. Or sometimes you just crash into the wall.
Yeah.
You know, but
Wipeout.
It was really cool.
A lot of racing games like that have shortcuts. Like, Wipeout had them and stuff like that.
There were some shortcuts that weren't meant to be shortcuts also.
Yeah.
Like, you could cut corners. If you get, take a ramp, you can actually go, beyond the track.
Oh, really?
Like if it's, you know, if it's like, a little boost or a little jumpy thing, and you're hitting, a corner, right? Like a right angle.
And you wouldn't blow up?
Like, you could just go over it.
Huh.
And, land on the track again. And, you know, some people would try to take it really far.
Yeah.
You know, some of my friends try to take it, super far and just end up, crashing, but... You know.
But not you. You had the sweet spot.
Yeah, I knew it, dude. I knew how far I could go. I knew what my speed was before I hit that ramp. that game was really awesome. I loved that game. The Nintendo, the GameCube one was a little more difficult. Didn't get too much into that. The story. I mean, even the story. The story. Part of the game is a little difficult.
The hard to swallow.
Huh. It was just, I don't know. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Nice.
I would like a new F-Zero, for sure.
I know, a lot of people would.
Did you ever play one?
Yeah, I played the Super Nintendo one.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it was fun. It was definitely enjoyable.
Okay. Let's talk about Final Fantasy VII. I want to talk about Final Fantasy VII.
That's all you ever talk about.
I love Final Fantasy VII. Anyway... Final Fantasy VII is being remade.
Yeah.
Basically from the ground up. No. No, 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 no. Possibly, you know, they didn't say for sure, but possibly could have, it could deviate from the original storyline. Graphically, it's going to be a lot better.
Wait, let me enjoy in this, I was right.
You aren't right yet.
Just for a second.
You aren't right yet.
What did he say? Could
it
happen?
Could deviate from the original storyline.
But this isn't me saying this. No, this is who's saying this.
Don't worry about who's saying this.
No.
It might not.
It's really important.
I mean, they claim to be a Square Enix employee, but might not be true.
Square Enix employee. Yeah.
So
you're softening the blow, my friend.
Listen. Could doesn't mean it will. But.
Cloud, what are you doing? Don't you know? I've always wanted you, Yuffie.
Not Yuffie, dude. Not Yuffie. That's a wrong choice. It's all about that Barrett.
Oh, yeah. But they're trying to modernize it, right? So, I mean, yeah. What better way to modernize it? I mean, in the original, you can always take the golden saucer date with Barrett anyway.
You can.
Yep.
Oh my god, if you send the girls out, after you leave Midgar, just send the girls on a different party. Oh, you're already scoring points with Barrett right there, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. It starts from there.
Yeah.
And, oh man. Yeah. I've never actually gotten that. I haven't actually tried, but...
Ebony and Ivory love right there.
I would love to go back and try it. Actually try to do that.
So, you think they'll keep Aerith dead? Eris? Aerith?
How do Eris?
You say it with an S?
Eris?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why wouldn't... She's a main part of the story. They're going to keep the key elements in place.
Okay.
It's not... They're making sure it's a recognizable Final Fantasy VII game. So it's not... It's not going to be like a completely new game.
More importantly...
The text boxes, from what I hear, might disappear.
What? No! You mean it went like the... Bloop, 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 bloop. I actually kind of like that. Final Fantasy VII.
There was some talk about possible voiceovers and I don't know, some kind of acting, moving stuff going on. Mocap. Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know how that's going to work. But this is all just talk for now.
They're gonna keep the soundtrack, right?
Nothing says I really hope so. The soundtrack was really great. The soundtrack was one of the things that made this game.
Yeah, I mean that soundtrack is really good.
I mean, I'm sure they're gonna tweak it here and there. Like, it's gonna be a little different. It's gonna be more modernized, more instruments probably.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
That's true. I mean, they could just keep the original soundtrack for all I care. The soundtrack was good.
So yeah, I mean, they're definitely gonna be. It's still going to be a Final Fantasy VII game.
The most important thing, though, is there's three characters that I'm actually most worried about if they might drop it, because they were already ancillary characters. You didn't have to use them. They were important to the main story.
Yuffie?
No.
You don't have to use Yuffie.
No. I'm less worried about Yuffie because she's more normal out of these three characters.
No, actually, you end up getting Yuffie no matter what because you have to go to...
Woo Village? Yeah. No, I'm more worried about Red 13.
Why Red?
Because how many anamorphic animals have you seen in Final Fantasy games recently? As characters. As playable characters.
As playable characters?
Yeah.
Not many.
Exactly.
So what?
I'm saying,
they want to modernize it as in, like, I think in-game, with the, like, technology-wise.
I'm saying the trend is to just have people. So I'm worried about Red 13.
Well, how many games did have animals playable? Is that the only one?
You put me on the spot. No, it's not the only one.
Are you sure? Final Fantasy 1 didn't have any. Fantasy 2 didn't have any.
Final Fantasy 6 didn't have one?
They had Moogles.
Yeah, they had Moogles. Yeah, they had Moogles.
Yeah. But they also had a ninja with a dog, but you didn't control the dog.
Yeah, that's right, you didn't control the dog, did you? But you did have to find the dog if you lost the ninja, right? Separately. 9. Oh my god, wow.
Yeah. Final Fantasy, yeah, I don't think
Final Fantasy X had an animal-human thing. Animal, they were their own race.
What are you talking about?
The, warrior people? The tribal people? They're like the blue avatar lion people? In Final Fantasy X?
They can't... No, they were a species of, like, species. Humanoids.
Yeah, I mean, they were animalistic, though. I mean, that's, like, half a point.
But it's not... I wouldn't count it. I wouldn't count it.
You want to give me half a point on that?
I'll give you half a point, but half a point don't count. I think it's the only one.
Yeah, you might be right on that, actually, yeah.
Except maybe for, like, the online Final Fantasies?
That doesn't really count.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't play them. I didn't want to pay it every month. I'm not the type of person that pays every month for playing a game.
I'm just saying, they got to keep Red 13. He was awesome. He was just a really cool character. I'm also worried about Vincent.
Vincent is optional, isn't
he? Yeah, he's optional. He is a full optional character. And
he had his own game.
He did have his own game. So it would be canon. Weird. Yeah.
Vincent is canon, dude. So
across multiple games. So yeah, they probably got to keep him.
Now, and Cid, you gotta have a Cid.
I mean, no, you can't
really have Final Fantasy without Cid. I mean,
Cid is integral to the story. Yeah. Like, he literally, like, five things happen because Cid's in the game. So, I mean, he has to be there. Now, I'm talking about Caith Sith. A talking cat with a megaphone.
Is there anybody else who's gonna take you out of a desert? Who else could better take you out of a desert than a cat sitting on top of a fat Moogle?
It wasn't even the Moogle. It was just a stuffed animal. It was a stuffed animal creature.
Was it a fat Moogle?
No.
It almost seems like a really, really fat
literally, Moogle. If you read the description, it's a stuffed animal.
That looks like a Moogle.
It looks like just a pink blob with a smiley face.
Look. I don't know. That guy doesn't seem... I mean, he wasn't relevant to the story except for that one, just getting you out of the desert.
Which they could just give that to anybody, almost.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that could be how they force Yuffie onto you.
No, Yuffie gets forced either way, like when you get to town.
Yeah, I'm just saying, but they could do it beforehand.
Yeah, I guess he's kind of a character that wasn't...
Nobody ever really used him.
Yeah. Let's be honest. No, dude, his slots were, like, really cool.
Yeah, but they were random.
You could still get, like, 777 on there.
I know. Like, if you play a Final Fantasy game and there's a character with slots, they have the most powerful attack in the game. Hands down, if you can get it to happen.
If you get your life
I think
777.
Well, yeah,
that's... And you start a battle like that, you're OP.
All your damage is 777.
No, 7,777.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. 7,000. More 7 than that. But Final Fantasy VIII, there was that girl that was like a classmate with Squall. She had a slot system, and she had a slot. One of the slots was Final Rest, I believe it was called. And it could kill any boss, even the last boss, if you got it. It would just kill them.
That wasn't an easy thing to do.
No, I mean, it's a slot machine. It would just randomly happen. But if it happened, it could kill any boss, even the last boss.
Oh, God, I can't remember her name.
Yeah.
Matron, the Matron.
Oh, Ultimecia?
Ultimecia.
Yeah, it would kill Ultimecia in her final form. Just off the bat, just like that. If that happened, that happened.
I don't know how I feel about that game, even now.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
It was a strange Final Fantasy.
I talked to Adam 1. Like, Adam 1 liked it. I think we kind of came to the conclusion why people didn't like it so much. They did try a bunch of cool stuff and stuff that would be happened in the rest of the games, but they tried too many things in one game, I think. They changed too much of the formula up. So, it's like, a lot of games will add something new, and it's usually, like, one, maybe two things, but, like, almost everything, all the mechanics in that game were practically different. I think that really...
The whole using magic and using items... Mm-hmm. I mean, using items to power up your magic. Or no, how's it...
No,
how's it,
no, you, no. You, put you use magic the magic
stuff. You have to collect the magic stuff, yeah. Yeah. And you
put it into your stats and stuff like that.
It was really strange. It was a really strange idea.
It was really cool, but it was kind of like... Plus, to get new weapons, you don't go to a shop. You have to find parts and like...
You know how much time I spent just stealing magic from enemies? Like, trying to get up to 99 so my stats would go up.
Especially when you found the Marlboros had, like, Ultima or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. And it did... I mean, they would release, like, one at a time.
Yeah.
And sometimes, like, they wouldn't release any of them. And it's just like, oh, my God, just give them to me now. Don't make me do this.
You know I'm going to anyways.
But it was, I forgot what we were talking about at first.
We were talking about how they're changing Final Fantasy VII.
The changes. Yeah. The changes.
And so how virile you are about it.
I mean, I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
But you are.
I would have liked a closer to the actual game. Something, I mean, just a graphical
Upgrade.
Upgrade, yeah. But if there, I mean, I'm totally down to play a director's cut.
Right.
A
director's cut would be cool. Where it's like, hey, we still have all this stuff in here, but here's some more behind the scenes stuff we didn't get to put in the first
one. Or even stuff that they wanted to put in the first one that was different, like completely different from the original storyline. You know what I mean? Like, not just added stuff, but, like, stuff that actually got changed to what the game is now.
Oh, okay. I see.
And it seems that's... they say they took a lot of people's feedback on the game to kind of create the changes. So, I don't know who they hold or anything.
People love the game.
Like... I know, people love the game. I'm sure, but not everybody loved every single part of the game.
I don't think people like the whole...
Aristine?
The temple desert thing.
Oh, that thing where you fight the... Oh, that's
where,
when I got...
Where you get the nail in the back.
I got Eris to her full supers before I went there at one point.
Wow.
Because I wanted to know what her level 4 was. I needed to know.
Yeah.
Her level 4 is like an OP like healer, dude.
Right.
Yeah. And it's just awesome. And I needed to do it. Nice. So I spent so much time. Because for her to build up her supers... You have to kill enemies. And she's super weak.
Right.
So I would spend so much time, like, not attacking with everybody else. You know, because I know that if I attack with the other guy, he's going to kill him in one shot. So I'm not going to attack with this guy. So it leaves me, you know, to wait for her turn all the time, you know. And the enemies that, you know, you did have to take chunks, you know, I would do a one hit with a cloud or whatever. And then have Eris finish her off. But it took a really long time to get at, man.
But you got it.
Yeah, I got it, but then she ends up dying anyway, so... Uh-oh. I'm sorry. I spoiled it.
We're spoiling it for, like, a whole new generation of people that are going to get this new Final Fantasy VII remake. Isn't that weird?
It's not a spoiler at this point.
But it's going to be again.
Maybe she doesn't die this time.
You won't. You're not going
to
be happy with
that. No, she has to die. She has to become part of the live stream.
Yeah.
So...
Maybe Tifa will die this time. Bum, bum, bum. Maybe she'll be more accurately proportioned. Bum, bum, bum.
Are you saying what I think you're saying?
I'm saying reduction.
No. No.
In the movie. In the movie she wasn't.
I don't care about the movie.
How crazy as she was in the original game.
That movie's not canon.
It is, actually.
I know. Yeah. But I didn't like, I don't know. I like Tifa the way she is.
I think it's going to change, my friend. I think it's going to change.
So hopefully it won't, I mean, they're saying it won't be too drastic, I guess.
I think they're liars.
But it might be. I don't know. I'm totally down to play it. This is a game that I'm going to buy.
Yes.
I know I'm going to buy this game. If there's a pre-order for this, I'm going to pay it for the pre-order.
Really? So,
yeah.
You're going to get a cheap little plastic keychain.
I don't care. I don't care what Buster they give sword. Me. They could give me nothing but the game, dude. I don't care. I'm going to pre-order this
game. Like $120?
I'll do it.
Wow.
I'll do it.
Wow.
Yes. I love this game.
All right.
You don't understand, Daniel. You don't understand. So. All right. Moving on. Hitman. Hitman. The new Hitman.
Yeah.
It's going to be more of an action-based Hitman. So
wait, what?
It's back to its roots.
The roots are very methodical.
The roots were slow paced. It was a more actiony game back in the day when the first ones.
I played the first one and
you're crazy.
It was super slow.
Have you played Hitman Absolution?
No.
That game is all about stealthy, dude. It's all about just you know, hide. Hide, hide, hide. Hide, 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 hide. Hide, hide. No. The first ones are you get to kill stuff more. More readily.
Maybe you get the kills. I mean, that was part of the sneaking, but you would die pretty quick if you try to go guns a-blazing.
It's not going to be all stealthy, dude. It's not going to be like a super stealthy game. Like Absolution was, at least.
Okay.
So, I mean, yeah. Now let's talk about this Street Fighter V tournament.
Okay, the one that happened at E3?
Yeah, it was a... I guess it was a tournament?
The Birdie Cammy Fest?
The Birdie Cammy Fest, yes. I mean, and the Bison was thrown in there.
A Bison, one Ryu.
I think there was a Chun-Li.
And like two Nashes.
Somebody used Chun-Li, right? Who used Chun-Li? No. They might have switched over, but I feel like I saw a Chun-Li in there.
I started to fall asleep. I think it was because...
because there was like four characters?
Yeah, I think it was because it was Birdie and Cammy, and I was like, I just couldn't keep track of which match I was watching
anymore. What about Nash, dude?
Yeah, there was like two Nashes.
There was a good Nash. Dude, people were getting these combos down.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, the game it's not even out, and I don't know if these guys had any practice with it. I'm assuming they have.
Yeah, I heard people say it was an exhibition, yeah.
Yeah. So,
because the announcers had time to play it before the tournament, so.
But Jay Wong, which matters most to me because he played Bison.
Mm-hmm. He was the only Bison, right?
Yeah, and he took the tournament. He took the tournament with Bison. That's not to say Bison is an OP player, but...
He's quick.
Definitely a lot better of a character than he was in Street Fighter 4.
Yeah. Ryu's actually still kind of slow in this one. That he didn't seem to get sped up as much as some of the other characters
did. I saw a side-by-side comparison that, who was it? Desk. Desk made a video with a side-to-side comparison and of different moves, you know what I mean? And some moves, they seem like the same speed almost, but some moves would have like a faster startup or a faster recovery.
Mm.
You know, it was just kind of overall it seemed to be the same speed.
For all the characters?
Well, I just saw a Ryu one.
Okay.
So I don't know. I don't know if he compared to other characters, but definitely Ryu seemed like the same speed. It feels faster when you look at the game. It feels a lot faster.
Well, here's what I'm saying. To me, Ryu didn't feel faster. Cammy felt faster. Bison felt faster. Ryu felt like he was the same speed as he was in 4. Maybe a little bit faster, but not like noticeably in comparison to the other characters.
I don't know. I think Ryu. I guess he had more like power moves.
Yeah,
Ryu. Some moves were faster than his Street Fighter 4 counterpart, but. Overall, it doesn't seem to be that much faster of a game.
But let's talk about Birdie.
Birdie got fat.
Birdie got OP.
Yeah. He did like a 60% damage combo. And I don't remember exactly what it was, but it was definitely...
Using the V gauge and using the super, He could take you from full health down to 40%, roughly. Roughly 40% of your health. And then he could just use a jab button and then kill you with that because it had such a huge hitbox. You couldn't get under it. You could try to get over it, but then he had his uppercut thing that was... Hurtbox. Hurtbox, is that what they call it in the fighting scene?
Hitbox is, you know, the other character's body. Their hitbox versus your hurtbox.
Okay, that's... It hurts my head to think of it like that, because...
Hurt, huh? You said hurt.
Right. Anyway, but it had such a huge hurtbox that, like, you couldn't... Like, you had to go over, but, like, if you try to go over, he had, like, a huge hurtbox on his, like, uppercut. And so he basically creates this wall that you kind of have to sit there and take and, like, hope for, like, you can maybe get in there when his arm's going back. And the jab by itself, it's not a special move, was doing huge chunks of life each time it hit.
I think Birdie was having issues, though. Trying to get in a lot of times.
I mean, like, he's slow. He's
extremely slow. He's the slowest character so far.
So, like, if you can get started on him and not miss your combos, you can probably take him out. But, like, as soon as you, like, miss your combos once, he'll do his command grab and, like, that's it. Like, two command grabs, he pretty much kills you.
Yeah, but you gotta get up close for a command grab.
He does a jump. He closes the distance. How most people close the distance was with the command grab.
That's a super.
No.
You're talking about a super, no? No, the one where he jumps across?
The super is when he shoots his chains out and he does a little,
Oh, yeah, the skip-to-maloo, my darling.
Yeah, jump rope, yeah. And then he slams you. No, his command grabs, he jumps up across the thing and he just grabs you and, like, slams you real quick.
Yeah. It's not that fast. It's true actionable.
I'm just saying. Right now, I'd be surprised if Birdie didn't get a nerf based off of the tournament they held.
Well, all I care about is Bison. Bison's a good character. He doesn't have a Psycho Crusher anymore.
Yeah, I noticed that.
But he has an absorb your hit and shoot a fireball back at you.
Yeah, he picked up a rose thing.
But he doesn't have an actual...
He shoots it back faster, though. It's good to point out.
But he doesn't have it on his own. Like, it's not a fireball that he can just shoot out. You need to get hit.
Yeah.
You basically absorb, you absorb and shoot back. So.
Yeah, his Psycho Crusher is his special, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
Just another sign that he's slowly dying and getting older.
That's fine. I know where you're going at with this. I know what you're trying to do.
You come to terms, you've accepted it.
I mean, he wasn't in Third Strike, whatever. He wasn't in Alpha, either.
Yeah, he was.
Wasn't he in all the Alphas?
He was in all the Alphas. He was the main villain.
He was a little fat guy, huh? He was a little fat Bison. He had a fireball back then. But I didn't think he was in all the Alphas.
But he was, like, the main villain in the Alphas, because the Alphas were pretty much the whole, like, Charlie...
I thought he missed one.
Charlie Bison thing.
I thought he missed one, but I might be wrong. I didn't play all the Alphas.
And Nash. Nash, you think...
Nash was good, dude. I like the way Nash was playing.
You think they'll change to the Charlie one?
Nash is like, just like Guile, has a fast recovery on his fireballs.
Yeah.
And...
Nash, that's dude. So annoying. Nash's flash kicks, dude. He did like three in a row, dude. That was... insane.
He's like... this airborne flash kick. That thing was really cool. But Nash is probably going to be an OP character. At least at first.
You think they'll change his name to Charlie when they officially release it in the States? Like they did with Alpha?
Well, yeah, they have to.
Yeah.
They gotta keep him the same.
Was already calling him Nash, so, I mean...
Yeah, but, like, nobody calls Bison...
Balrog?
Balrog, yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
So, except, you know, Japanese players.
Charlie Nash.
But the tournament was a little boring itself. There wasn't too many characters to choose from.
There wasn't any variety. It was very
repetitive.
Like 16 players and like 4 characters.
Yeah.
And like over half of them were Birdie or Cammy. There's not a single Chun-Li that I saw. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there might have been like a mix up, but.
So congrats to Justin Wong for taking it.
Yeah, pretty decisively.
Not surprised. I mean, he's been in pretty good lately. And let's talk about Bungie now.
All right.
People are pissed. Everybody's pissed.
About what?
But their DLC, bro. Their DLC being $40, right?
Yeah.
Okay, check it out. Their DLC is $40, right?
Break it down.
But they're selling
Everything package.
An everything package, collector's edition, right? That has all the previous versions, all the DLC, thus far, including the new one. Has special emotes and some other in-game items.
XP gear, special exotics that give you XP faster.
Right? But you can only get that with a special edition purchase.
60?
80 bucks.
80 bucks?
80 bucks.
Okay.
So, if you buy the regular $60 version, you'll get the DLCs, but you won't get all the extra stuff, right?
But you'll get all the DLCs for 60 bucks.
Yeah, you'll get all the DLCs for 60 bucks. Or you get, like, all the extra items for, like, another 20 bucks. And, so for me, as a, basically a day one player, for me to be able to get that extra content, I have to pay for everything again. But you have to pay $80 to get that extra content that nobody else is getting because they bought the special edition.
Yeah.
BS, dude.
But we get
such BS.
We get bikes and shaders, dude.
No. Okay, here's the deal, though. Bungie obviously is reacting to all the negative comments and just all the bad stuff that's happening right now all around their website. They said that the players that, you know, the year one players are going to get a special item that nobody else is going to get.
Right.
What is it? They don't know.
They don't know. Yeah, they haven't said.
Yeah.
Do you have to pre-order the Taken King to get that special item?
Yeah. Oh, huh?
In order for me to qualify for that, do I have to pre-order the Taken King?
I didn't read anything about the pre-ordering. I just heard that it's people that have been there since the beginning.
Okay.
People have been there since the beginning, have bought the DLCs, are going to get this special item once you purchase the DLC pack.
Now, I read an interview, actually. I forget the publisher. It was a UK, UK gaming site. And they interviewed one of the people that works at Bungie. I think they were at E3. And they were talking to him, and, and they were like, how come people that are just barely getting into the game get all this cool stuff? You know, how come the DLC is 40 bucks? You know, I've already spent, like, hundreds some odd pounds on it, whatever, 100 bucks.
Basically 100 bucks, yeah.
100 bucks getting this game and all the DLC, now you want to spend an extra 40 bucks, where they only have to spend 60 bucks and they get everything. And, like, this doesn't seem fair and stuff like that. And the Bungie guy, he came off in this interview as such a douche.
Really?
Yeah. He was like, well, you know, we want to do something special for the people that, like, come in. It's like, let's not worry about the price and blah, blah, blah. Like,
Isn't that the topic of the question?
Prices? Yeah, he kind of started making fun of the interviewer guy, too, a little bit.
Like, in a bad way?
Like, maybe he thought he was being funny, but, like, he just made him look douchey. As all, dude. Like, he didn't care. He didn't care about, like, he's like, yeah, you know, I think we're giving our fans a good value. He's like, but you're saying that the Taken King is almost the same price as the game. I was like, yeah, we think it's about that much value. I was like, and then the guy was like, yeah, but in the game, it's like, you know, we got a new area for you to explore. We got a couple strikes and a new raid. And I was like, yeah, but the original game had four areas to explore, way more story missions, three strikes and the raid. And the guy didn't care. He just, like, brushed it off. Like, yeah, we think we're getting a good value out of this.
No. No, what a douche.
Yeah. He came off super douchey.
I don't understand, man. They don't care.
They really don't care. Like, they really gotta win back some faith here. I mean, that $40 price tag.
It's too much, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, like you said, the other DLCs were cheaper, and they're gonna have basically the same content.
I mean, it was $35 if you got the season pass? Yeah.
It's not even a season pass.
It was two DLCs.
Yeah.
That was it, literally.
So, yeah, $35. Even if it was, like, $20, that's still half the price of one DLC. And it's going to be... And it seems to me it's, like, the same amount of content.
Yeah, two, three strikes. A new area, so I guess a new planet.
Seems about right, right?
And,
I mean, they can't go to Jupiter or Saturn.
I mean, they...
They're gas giants.
Yeah, but they already established in the story that the...
Where is it?
It's in the Grimoire cards.
See? I haven't read any of the cards because it's not on my game.
I mean, the...
If it was on my game, I would read them, but I don't go to Bungie.com or go to my app to read the Grimoire cards.
I mean, there's Mercury. It's already established that there's a...
Mercury's too hot, dude.
They've, like...
Mercury's too hot!
Dude, some of the PvP matches take place on Mercury.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, some of the PvP maps are on Mercury.
What?
Yeah.
Oh. I should do some PvP.
Really? Yeah.
Which ones?
I don't remember off the top of my head. But, like, it'll say, like, Mercury, and then it'll say the name of the map.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Shows how much PvP I do. I actually got into PvP for a while, but I stopped doing it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I never really got into it. I mean, like, people are too crazy with that stuff.
Yeah, there's people that kind of spend, like, basically all their game time on that.
Yeah, and they get, like, way too good at it. Like, that's what I hate about PvP games, stuff like that. You know, it's like, it's a really steep learning curve. Because you will get in there and somebody will headshot you in like 2 seconds and you'll be like, well, that's my PvP experience.
I like that they remix, though. They remix the characters.
Yeah, the teams.
Yeah.
Unless you're doing Trials of Osiris.
Yeah, and then you just get one-shotted all the time.
Yep. But, so anyway, I'd be surprised if people pre-order this game.
I'm definitely not pre-ordering. I'm going to wait to see what everything... I'm going to watch this on Twitch. First day.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not first. No, first day, because it comes out on Tuesday. It always comes out on Tuesday.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to wait for it and for Twitch. I'm going to watch some, probably, one of the better players play this on Twitch.
You're going to spoil it for yourself,
though. I don't care. Not for $40, I don't care.
Okay.
I mean, it doesn't matter, dude. It really doesn't matter to me. It's just, I can't pay that much money, dude, for a DLC that shouldn't cost that much.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
None of the people that I've talked to about it are going to pick it up. They're not pre-ordering it. We'll see. I mean, I tried looking on the forums and stuff like that to see what the general reaction is. It seems like the user base is pretty split.
Really?
Yeah. It seems like...
That's a lot.
Half people...
That's a lot,
half people are interested in get... Half people are like, this is dumb. Half people are like, you're an idiot for saying this is dumb.
I seen... What was it? Some guy... Talking about it was some kind of blog or something. Some guy talking about how it's ridiculous that they're charging that much money, and then here comes the guy with the same excuse. You know, well, if you don't have enough money to pay for it, then don't buy it. Whatever. It's like, dude, that's not the point. You know what I mean?
It's not the principle.
You're just some stupid kid that comes up and like.
Yeah, I think most of the arguments I saw were like what are you talking about? It's so ridiculous. You know how much hours of gameplay I've gotten out of this game. I mean, that's what's ridiculous. I only had to pay $60 in the first place for this game, and they gave me so many hours.
You can do that with any game.
Exactly.
You can just replay every game as many times as you want and get the same amount of hours.
It's just a dumb argument, but that's, like, the biggest one I've seen on the forums and stuff like that. I'm just like, really? Like, that's not... The whole point is the principle of the matter.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a DLC. It's not a sequel. It's a DLC.
Almost charging for a full-price game.
And it's not the first time it's happened. It's happening with the season pass of... Batman Arkham Knight.
See, but that's a season pass.
It's $80 season pass, isn't it?
I thought it was $40.
Even if it's $40, though, it's like costumes and like one or two story missions.
Yeah, but more to come.
No, that's like pretty much what their season pass is.
What?
That's what most Batman DLCs are. Costumes and like a couple story missions.
How many DLCs in the season?
However many a company wants it to be. The whole season pass doesn't mean anything. It means, like, for however long we determine.
It should mean something if it's being called a season pass.
It's not standardized, though. There's no standardization in the gaming industry for what a season pass needs to be for it to be considered a season pass.
Oh, man.
Like, for instance, Destiny. Season pass. 2 DLC. That's the season pass.
They didn't call it a season pass.
Yes, they did.
Did they really?
They called it a season pass. But Borderlands season pass, I could get you 2 new characters, like 8 new skins. There's no standardization as to what season pass means.
It should be, I mean, it's not against the law or anything like that, you know. But there should be when you're selling something as a season pass, people should expect to see more things to come, you know what I mean, than just something that you announced, like, the day of this, you know, like, when you announce a season pass, and this season pass comes with this and that, people should be able to expect more out of it.
Well, I mean, they, you know, should what just, I mean? Be, just to... they should just be upfront, like, this is what you're getting in the season pass, like, because, I mean, like, a lot of people don't want to buy season passes because they kind of get burned on it.
Well, that's definitely a no-go for me.
Yeah.
So, and I'm assuming you're not buying it either, right?
They'd have to do something pretty awesome to convince me that I need this DLC. I mean, like, if it goes on sale for, like, $20, I might pick it up.
That's going to take a while.
Yeah.
It's going to take a good while. I don't see DLCs that...
go on sale?
Yeah, very much. And if it is, it's something for, like, that's super, like, old.
Yeah.
You know, so, whatever.
I mean, we'll see how Bungie reacts to this. I mean, like, if it really is as split as it is on their forums, then they probably don't care. They'll probably let half the people just leave. Because they'll still be making money hand over fist.
Yeah. So, Dan.
Yeah.
See, you've been holding that box for a while.
I sure have.
You mind sharing what that box is?
Alright. Well, this is a brown cardboard box.
No way.
It has a sticker on it. It says, bundle.
Is it a shipping label?
There's a shipping label, but there's another one, too. It says, bundle, not break down.
Uh-oh.
So let me show you what's inside this box. Let me cut this tape real gentle-like, because there's fragile stuff.
Sounds like an unboxing to me.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm going to take off all the box. Yeah, yeah.
Right down the middle.
You like that sound, don't you?
I love it when you open a package that it's yours, that you know what you ordered, and it gets there,
and you're just like, ooh, what is this?
What is it? What?
Oh, you want to say it for the people at home?
This is Arkham Knight.
Batman Arkham Knight, nice and sealed. It's got little stickers telling me all the DLC I get.
You got a disc. You got a disc, dude.
Yeah, no, I've got physical copies. Yeah. I'm not against
you don't like
copies.
It.
I'm saying, like...
You only get disc when it comes with something else.
There's a convenience factor to having a digital copy. But I didn't just get the game. I got a special Amazon...
Which is the only reason why you got the physical copy of the game.
I got a special Amazon bundle for only, like, an extra, like, 15, 10 bucks, something like that.
25th anniversary.
And it comes with a Batman graphic novel.
First in a series of a bunch of novels, I'm assuming?
No, I think this is just a standalone graphic novel.
Okay.
And it looks like half of it's like the script or something like that, or a story, and then half of it's graphic novel. This is the Arkham Asylum.
Smells nice, huh?
Yep.
That new book smell.
25th anniversary direct.
You just kiss
edition.
It?
No, I smelled
it. Did you just kiss it? It sounded like a kiss to me.
No.
I'm going to have to rewind this tape.
That was
probably... You put the book in front of your face, and I didn't see what happened, and I heard a kiss sound.
I sniffed it, and my finger flipped through the page.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So I think this is the Arkham Asylum comic book that came out when the first game came out. And this is their 25th anniversary deluxe edition.
I love graphic novels.
Yeah.
When they remade...
I mean, once I saw that they had this on Amazon, because I was looking at pre-order specials, and I saw this, I was like, that's the one I have to get.
The art's so good, dude.
I have to get this one. Oh, dude, Joker.
The art is really good.
I love Joker when they do it, like, in the Judge Dredd fashion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that's basically the Judge Dredd fashion of comics, yeah.
Someone, when I was working in San Jose, there was a guy who was reading all the graphic novels for a remake of all the Marvel superheroes.
Right.
And he lent me, a couple of them, which was, one was Captain America, one was, what was the other one? X-Men. Okay. X-Men, Captain America, and I forget.
Thor? Fantastic Four?
No, it wasn't Fantastic Four.
Hulk?
I can't remember
Spider-Man?
What the last one was. No. I can't remember what the last one was, but...
Captain Marvel?
I can't remember what the last one was. But it was really cool, because when I think of comics, you know, like, I think of, like, you know, these kind of dorky drawings... You know, and just like bubbles, you know, bubbles of text, stuff like that. You know what I mean? Some old school stuff, you know.
Yeah.
But like, But he told me, no, he's like, yeah, this stuff, like, you know, it got remade, you know, they started the stories over, they made them a lot more adult-oriented.
Right.
And I was just like, all right, cool, I'll take a look at it, dude. And I fell in love with it, dude. It was really great. Like, it was awesome. It really was a lot more bloody. It was definitely...
I mean, it's not weird.
Meant for...
It's weird they say that they remade it and made it more adult. When you think about the original comics involved, like, Tony Stark was an alcoholic that, like, almost ruined his life through his alcoholism and stuff like that. The old ones were very adult. They had a lot of adult themes. Like, there was a... It was very interesting. Like, there's one... I think my favorite one that I heard the story about, which actually didn't become... It didn't really sink in, like, how messed up this was until somebody... modernized it, like took the story and brought it back into the modern era. And there's like I think it was Marvel, but like their Justice League, whatever was the Marvel one called, the Avengers. And there was like a female Avengers on there, and there's the enemy, whatever, is like this dimension hopping like guy. He's looking for a wife, and like you know, he picks her, or whatever. And like at the end of that whole arc, she is with in the new dimension with him, and they're like, "Hey, we saved the day." So some author like in 2000s, 2010s like took that story and brought that story back into the Marvel universe again, where she comes back and she's like, "You guys left me abandoned there as his like sex Price. Slave, basically, yeah. And like you guys are messed up and like just went to town on them." And stuff like that.
What?
Yeah.
What is this called?
This is Marvel.
This is a canon Marvel?
Yeah.
For what character? The Avengers?
I think it was Avengers, yeah.
That's crazy, dude.
Right?
Yeah.
And like, it was like back in the time. Oh, that's crazy. Back in the time, like, I guess like it wasn't that big of a deal. Like, nobody thought about it, like how messed up that ending was. But then like, somebody came back and was like, no, that was actually a really messed up end. Like, you do not understand the consequences of what had just happened. Like, and now I'm going to make a new comic arc about how messed up this was.
Isn't that, like, rape?
Basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, it was against her will to be with that guy.
Damn.
So that happened.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's not cool. Not
the rape thing.
But the fact that
saying,
somebody saw that and was like, wait, no, this is a messed up story. This needs to be resolved. There needs to be some closure to this.
Everybody's just like brushing it off.
Oh, you might like this. So Kingdom Hearts 3 has a release window.
Window?
Yeah.
Next year, right?
No, I mean, we don't know.
Wait, what? You just said it had a release window.
Yep.
But you said we don't know.
Square Enix has a release window, but they have not given that to the public. They just told people, oh yeah, we got a release
window. Hey, guess what? We know we're putting this game out, but we're not telling you.
Yeah, we're not telling you.
What kind of business practice is that?
I don't know. Supposedly they're going to reveal it, or people are assuming that they're going to reveal it in a Japanese show on December 3rd.
Oh, they're waiting for something big like that.
Okay. Yeah, but it's just kind of weird, like, hey, we know when this game's coming out. That's all you get to know.
You can't do that to people, man. It's like, hey, hey, Dan.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Oh, okay. I guess it must not be important. Damn Except it, Kingdom
Hearts working. Is important. It's not working, dude. No. Tell me, man. Now I want to know. That's what you were supposed to say.
Also, besides Olympus, that's going to be supposedly the only returning world. Of the Disney
Final Fantasy. That's cool worlds. Though. I would rather have them do new worlds.
Yeah, I think it's like 10 new worlds or something. Yeah, like that.
I mean, there's got to be
10 or 20.
There's all kinds of Disney stuff, dude.
And Final Fantasy stuff. Let's not forget the Final Fantasy stuff. Final
Fantasy stuff also.
Yeah, and so that's kind of cool. That means Traverse Town's not coming back, which, you know, bums me out. I like Traverse Town. I like it better than the 358 by 2 days one or the Kingdom Hearts 2 one. Twilight Town. Yeah.
Which one was Twilight Town?
That's the one you started in Kingdom Hearts 2. With the big clock.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's kind of nice.
I like the Jack Skellington, Halloween Town.
Oh, yeah, Halloween Town.
Halloween Town was awesome.
Yeah, that one was pretty good. I like the Tron in Kingdom Hearts 2,
the Tron world.
That one was pretty good, yeah.
But I like Jack Skellington a lot, though. Just as a character. I own, like, a Jack Skellington steering wheel cover.
Oh, really?
And Jack Skellington...
Are you going to bust out... I have
a Jack Skellington doll.
You going to bust out some Jack Skellington songs? I have
Jack Skellington underwear.
Okay, I mean, it's getting a little too personal now.
It's just underwear, bro. They're boxers. They're like they're like thin shorts.
What's next? A Jack Skellington body pillow that you snuggle up with?
No. I don't snuggle up with it.
Oh, you know, just sometimes I
like snuggle to wake up with my Bison Hello Kitty doll.
The thing is, I think you actually have one of those, don't you?
Yeah, I'm not joking. I'm not joking. Isn't funny.
Yeah, I felt like I've seen it before.
You have seen it.
Yeah.
I haven't opened it from its package. It's still in its package. And I'm never going to open it.
Right.
I'm never going to open it.
Totally collectible.
But I keep it close to me at all times.
Yeah.
Because that Hello Kitty Bison doll is freaking amazing.
You got to keep it close to you so your kids don't open it when you're not looking.
Oh, dude, yeah. I know my youngest daughter has asked, Dad, did you buy that toy, right? And she's like, I'm like, yeah, I bought it. For you? I'm like, yeah. Mm-hmm. When are you going to open it? It's like, I'm never going to open it. Then why did you buy it? I was like, you don't understand.
Yeah.
You don't understand. When you grow up, you're going to buy something that you're not going to want to open.
Yeah. Like a Mario mushroom with candy inside of it.
She's like, no, I'm not. If I buy it, I'm going to play with it.
I was like, yeah, you'll no, see. You're not. You'll you're see. Not. But, yeah, I think that's going to be it for this podcast. Actually, I'm going to do something a little different this time.
What?
I have two topics that I've really been wanting to get to that are kind of like less about focusing on what's happening in the gaming world, just more generic topics. So one of them, I'd really love to get people, like, I'd love to get Adam One involved. Maybe one of my other friends. You definitely have to be here for that one, but you're always here.
Wait, what do you mean for that one? That just seems like a weird thing to say when I'm like the host of the show.
You know, I'm just saying, like, I just need to make sure that...
I don't like the way you said that.
That's not going to be something you're going to miss.
I haven't missed a single one.
I know. But I would love to touch on the topic of being a gamer and being a dad and the trials and tribulations.
Gamer
and
dads.
Joys and excitement.
Is this because of Father's Day?
No, not necessarily. It's just a topic, like I said, a topic I've been wanting to touch on. Because I know a lot of people... that are gamers and have families.
It should have been. This would have been good for today, because of Father's Day.
Yeah, well, too bad. But the thing is, I want Adam there. I want my friend Chris Green to be there, because there's at different stages of fatherhood. Like, you have the older kids and stuff like that.
Thanks,
so,
Dan.
Yeah.
You just called me old, dude.
Well, I'm saying your kids are older than Adam.
Which makes me older.
Yeah. It does, but, I mean, that's not...
Well, not necessarily, but anyway.
Let's not harp on that. So, like, it's, like, the different stages, because Adam's kids are kind of, like, you know, in elementary school ages and stuff like that. Like, your kids are, like, you have a kid in high school?
No.
Or starting?
No.
I thought she was,
dude, like... my oldest daughter is on her second year of junior high.
Oh, I thought she was, like,
I mean, she's in her first year of junior high now.
And oh, she just graduated it?
No. Like, this is the next school year is going to be her second year of junior high.
Okay, I thought she was a little bit older. My bad. And then
that's still pretty close to high school.
I have my friend Chris, or even Adam too. Like, well, Chris's kid is still pretty young. Like, I'm not sure. I don't know how old he is.
Like, personally. Baby?
No, I don't think baby. Maybe like 3 or 4. Like, I think probably at that cusp of maybe starting school.
Okay.
I'm not sure if he's in school yet. I'm not too sure how old he is. Because I haven't actually met him. Yeah. And, you know, even Adam, too, who just...
Adam, too, just had a baby.
Congratulations,
Adam. I've been forgetting to tell you congratulations, but congratulations.
Yeah, dude, that's awesome, man. But I feel like it'd be interesting to get that topic, you know, have people discuss it. And, you know, it's kind of like they can talk to you and be like, man, does it get better? Do I get to play more games again? And you can crush their hopes and dreams.
Every dad will treat their kids differently.
Yeah.
It depends also on if they're, you know, a guy or girl, boy or girl. And whether some parents might be like, you know what, I don't want you to get hooked on video games.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I got hooked on video games and maybe missed out on a lot of things or something like that. I don't know. Just random thoughts. But, like, my daughters, I used to play with my daughters a lot. I used to play video games a lot. My oldest isn't into video games. My youngest is. Mm-hmm. She plays Minecraft a lot. A lot.
Yeah.
Like, she wants to play Minecraft every day. But I don't allow her to. I don't want her... She's too young to be...
Hooked on video games?
Yeah, dude. Like, I want her to be, you know, to be like... You don't want her to be like you? I want her to go outside and play, like we used to do when we were kids.
You don't want her to master everything is Zelda?
About electronics now, dude.
It is.
No, but not necessarily just video games. I mean, just electronics in general, dude. Everybody's on their phones now. Everybody's on their tablets now. You know, they're more indoorsy, dude. And I don't want my kid to be like that. I don't want her... You know what? Let's save this for the next time.
Yeah, let's save it for next time. How about that? So that's one top possible conversation topic. The other one I want to talk about is the next time our listeners hear my voice, I will be a year older. I'll be 29 by the next time the next podcast
you hear. Yeah.
And that kind of brings up a topic. I'm about to hit 30. You're past your 30s.
The big 30, buddy.
Right. This is we're getting closer and closer to our quote unquote our midlife crisis point in our male adult life, right?
I ain't got no crisis.
And that's the thing I want to bring up. What is a midlife crisis for a gamer? Or do gamers even have them? Right?
Nice.
I think that'd be a pretty interesting topic to talk about.
Sure.
So here's the thing. Listeners, I want you to pick what our next what topic you want to hear most first. Either the one about midlife gamers and crisis or no crisis. Or gaming as a dad.
Gaming with children.
Gaming with children. Gaming as a dad. Dad gamers. Mom gamers. Gaming with kids. So send us your emails, uncoregamers@gmail.com. Let us know which one you want to hear, and we'll see if we can get it set up and put together. Again, I think the one with the dad, I think it would be more useful to have more dads that have different viewpoints. So hopefully we can get that set up. But the other one, that could just be between me and Jeff. We talk about our hypothesis and theories and stuff like that. So let us know, uncoregamers@gmail.com. Which one do you want to hear first?
Catch me at Black Hole Flare on twitch.tv. And you can find Dan.
You can watch an archive of my YouTube videos on youtube.com/gamedays1, the number one. That's Days, D-A-Z-E. I'd love to get that started up again, if I can just find somebody with the time to do it. I had a lot of fun doing it, and it helped me get through a large amount of games that I've never even touched. It was a great way for me to actually start playing some of them. So, you know, show some support, show some love, hit up that Twitter, Uncorked Gamers, @UncorkedGamers. That's it.
All right.